afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in, and a very happy Monday to you. Well, here is my question for this hour. Are you ready? What do you know about fasting? What do you know about fasting? And have you ever done a fast that maybe left you wondering if it even worked? Well, today my guest is Sherry Kalbaum, and she's actually the Juice Lady. The title of her book is Guide to Fasting, Cleanse and Revitalize Your Body the Healthy Way. We've got 4 copies of this book. I can't wait till you hear her backstory and just the wisdom that God has given her. A couple quick announcements for you first. I want to shout out a special welcome to those tuning in on one of our new signals, 94.1 FM in Hartford, 93.1 FM in Waterloo, 104.7 FM in Madison, and we've got 2 FM signals in the Twin Cities, 90.7 and 97.5 FM, and then as always, streaming online. So if you're listening new to the Faith Radio family and new specifically to Live the Promise, email me. Let me know where you're listening from. Susie@myfaithradio.com. And if you include your address, your name will go in a drawing. And a couple of you, I'll grab a few books off of our Faith Radio shelf, get them out to you as our way of saying thank you for listening and welcome to the family. Also, if you're new to the Faith Radio family, we'd love to get you a welcome packet. That's something you just need to request on our website. We'll send it to you for free, myfaithradio.com. Well, my guest today writes this: there's a purpose for your life, just as there is for mine. You need to be strong and well to complete your purpose. You can be greatly served by a positive mind and an optimistic attitude, along with a strong and healthy body. You can fast for breakthroughs physically, spiritually, emotionally, and even financially. You can facilitate abundant health, learn the right way to live your life to the fullest, and you can finish well. Let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Sherry Kalbaum holds a master's science degree in whole foods nutrition from Baxter University, known as the Juice Lady for her work with juicing and health. She's author of 33 books, including her latest, The Juice Lady's Guide to Fasting, as well as Sugar Knockout. She and her husband offer juice cleanse retreats throughout the year, a 30-day detox online, and Garden's Best Juice Powder. I'm going to look up that retreat thing. And my sisters are listening today. We're going together. Just want you to know. Sherry, welcome so much. Thanks for joining the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me back. It's such a pleasure to be on your show.
Good to have you, Sherry. And we love to start out by talking scripture. And you chose a beautiful, wonderful passage, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope. Talk about why you chose that passage.
Well, when you hear my story, you may understand. I've had some really dark days, and days where I didn't think there could be any plan. What could God do with this brokenness, you know? Mm-hmm. And yet that has been one of my favorite verses, underlined and written and repeated over and over by me. And it's all true. He does have a plan, and he can use all the brokenness. So I heard a little bit of your last guest, and now here I am with kind of a continuation, but in a different way. God is so good and true to his word, and he does have a plan, I know, for each of us, no matter how bleak it looks, maybe at the moment, and it's all good.
Yeah, boy, so good, Sherry. Give us a little backstory, if you would, both on your faith and your health journey.
Well, years ago, I was really sick and couldn't work. Had to quit my job and move home, and I had chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. I ached all over. It's kind of similar, the fibromyalgia, to what people tell me, and what I had, to what people tell me about Lyme's disease, just devastating to the body. And no hope, no one gave me any hope that I could recover and pull myself out of this terrible place of aching all over, feeling like I had the flu constantly, foggy brain, no energy, sleep all the time and get up tired, feeling like I could never do anything again with my life. And I was in my late 20s. Yeah. That was, and single, and thinking, I have no life ahead of me. They're giving me no hope at all. And my mother died of cancer when I was 6 years old, and I was sure I was following in her footsteps and would be dead at a very young age.
And you actually had to stop working in your 30s, isn't that right?
Well, just when I turned 30,
wow.
I had to finally quit. I got really sick in my late 20s, and shortly after I turned 30, I just knew I couldn't make it anymore. It was such a struggle to go into work that I had to quit. Mm. And I moved home, to my father's home, father and stepmother, and I still couldn't find anybody to help me. So I started running around to health food stores and talking to people there. And I was discovering that everything I ate was all wrong. I love fast food and junk food and granola with all the sugar. I didn't like vegetables. I did not eat well at all. I realized I better just toss all the junk, toss all the bad stuff, get started on a fabulous program, got my first juicer, did a 5-day juice fast. Here's where fasting comes in and my first start on it. On day number 5, my body expelled a tumor the size of a golf ball with blue blood vessels attached. And that sounds so fantastic to some people that they think I'm not telling the truth. But I tell you honestly and from the bottom of my heart, this is true.
What was that?
It was a tumor. And we don't know. I don't know if it was cancerous or a polyp. But it was a fairly good-sized tumor and with the blue blood vessels attached. And what I've learned since then, going back to school and trying to figure all of this out and become a credible source, I discovered that there are a lot of nutrients, phytonutrients, in vegetables that cut off those veins or tubules, some scientists call them, that grow out to tumors to give them their blood supply. And if you don't have those vessels going to the tumor to supply it with food, it can't make it. And that's what I saw happen, because as I looked at those attached blue blood vessels, it looked like somebody had done surgery and just cut them. And then later I was able to explain it to myself and to my audiences. And I always say to everybody, there's great hope if we pray, believe, and do our part. And that's where my message is strong. We must do our part. Yeah, we pray, we believe, and we trust God, and He is so faithful to His word. And sometimes people are just miraculously healed and they don't do anything. But so often now I'm finding people who are praying and they haven't been healed and they need to do something.
Right.
And when they do and when they partner with God, amazing things happen. It's like the efforts are speeded up, you know.
And don't you, I mean, I believe this with everything in me, that most of us who've had health challenges, as Dr. Troy, who comes on once a month, says, there's always an emotional, a chemical, and a physical component to some of these chronic illnesses. And I think if we were zapped automatically, we wouldn't be dealing with some of the emotional components that are attached to the struggles that we have. And I really see this, Sherry, as an invitation to partner with God. And I just think that's why there's such a plethora now of information. It's like God's big, giant invitation going, get up on your off your mat. You want to be well. And we've got to sort through some of our reasons why we think we can't be well. So just so you just got to clarify. So for those 5 days before you expelled that big tumor, what was your 5-day juice fast like?
It was vegetable juicing. I don't recommend large amounts of fruit juice. It's too much sugar. Sugar feeds cancer cells, and it causes our blood sugar to get off kilter, which can make us weak and dizzy and faint and all sorts of weird things going on. So I recommend vegetable juicing, and green juices in particular are very stabilizing. So my typical juice is cucumber, celery, maybe some parsley if I've got it. I don't even juice much carrot anymore. Back then I did, but carrot is a higher sugar vegetable. I put in some lemon because it adds great flavor. I put in large chunks of ginger root and did then. Now I'm finding fresh turmeric. Back then I could not find that. So I made a variety of different juices then with carrot and ginger and lemon and different green vegetables, and I just drank juice all day, nothing else. So 3, 4, 5 glasses of juice, plenty of water and some herbal teas, and I did that for 5 days, and on the 5th day was when my body got rid of that tumor.
And after that, we've got a break coming up in a couple minutes, but after that, you really changed your whole diet approach, and you kind of, if I remember right, this story was kind of felt physically like 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, and there were, healing was happening on the inside, but you still at that point didn't understand fully what was happening. Is that right?
That is exactly right. And there were days where I felt worse. And, you know, that can be discouraging, but my body was detoxing. And a lot of people then didn't talk about detox reactions at all, so I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that I'd chosen something good. How can you go wrong on fresh vegetables? I just knew that I couldn't. And so even though I felt terrible and there were days where I fainted, my dad said, I think you're going to kill yourself on carrot juice. And I said, well, you know, if I die, I'm going this way, because I was felt like I was dying anyway. But there came a day 3 months after I'd started the whole program of now I was juicing and eating, but I was eating mostly vegetables and some brown rice. I went vegan. I'm not vegan now. But that 3 months out, I woke up one morning and thought, wow, somebody gave me a new body in the middle of the night. I felt like jogging. I had all this energy. I looked in the mirror and there was all this color in my face. My eyes were sparkling. It was like, what happened? Well, you know, all along my body was healing. It was just I came to that moment of outward realization, how I felt and how I looked. But I had been healing all the way along. That's what the healing process is about. And we go on a journey and we don't ditch the journey because we don't get immediate results. And we're an instant society and we want immediate results. But we have to stick with it and say, I'm not giving up because I know I'm doing the right thing.
Wow. As we pause here for a break, what do your mornings look like for food? What do you have in the morning?
Oh, I usually have a boiled egg, especially on the days I work out, and a juice, and often a green smoothie with a few chopped nuts in it.
Boy, I'm so curious about so many things. So then Sherry kind of hits her stride, and she's healthy, and then, boy, something terrible happened, and she's going to tell that part of her story, and then how, again, God brought her back from the brink. I'm talking to Sherry Kalbaum. She's known as the Juice Lady. The book titled Guide to Fasting, Cleanse and Revitalize Your Body the Healthy Way. There's all kinds of juicing recipes, several juicing fasts. We're going to get into that in a bit, but I just want you to hear Sherry's amazing story first. 4 copies. If you want to email, get in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. If you've got a question, include it. If you want to be in on the drawing, include your address. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to the Juice Lady, Sherry Kalbaum. Title of her book is Guide to Fasting, Cleanse and Revitalize Your Body the Healthy Way. And before the break, Sherry was talking about how she had fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, was so sick. Her mom died when Sherry was 6 years old, and in her late 20s, Sherry thought she's going to follow shortly thereafter, just didn't think she was going to live. And then she just started to do a deep dive into nutrition and fasting, and after 5 days of fasting, vegetables, she expelled a tumor. Hard to believe that. Just amazing to me. But then you had kind of ups and downs as you just pursued this healthy life of vegetables, of fasting, of radically changing your diet. And then one day, 3 months later, you woke up and you felt like a brand new person. What did your steady kind of staple diet look like at that point, Sherry?
Well, at that point, when I had gotten well, I was still eating a lot of good foods and juicing, but I was well, and I called it a cure. Bad idea. Mm. When you think of something as a cure, you think, been there, done that. And I started incorporating some of my old foods, old lifestyle, and some of my symptoms started coming back, and it scared the daylights out of me. Mm. Because once you've tasted that vibrant health, you don't ever want to lose it. When you've been unhealthy and just feeling like you're at death's door, you don't ever want to lose that. And I thought, oh, no, I can't go back there. This has got to be a lifestyle. So that's when the light bulbs went on, and I thought, okay, I've got to find ways to live this healthy life. Substitutes, you know, things that I can consider treats, that are treats for me and still healthy, not something that's going to tear my body down. So that was a journey, truly a journey of trial and error. Eat this, feel horrible. Eat that, feel good, you know. And I found my stride and what I could eat and what worked for me. So today my diet is a lot of vegetable juice in the morning, green smoothies. I had late morning a green smoothie with some chopped Brazil nuts. They're just rich in selenium, and we all need extra selenium. It seems like our soil is a little shy on that one. And I ran off to work out this morning, and I took a boiled egg with me on the way, so I ate that on my way to the gym. So often I turn to a boiled egg if I need some extra protein, especially if I'm going out to work out. My husband and I have lots of main course salads. Like last night, we just had a great big salad for dinner, and Saturday night we had a great big salad. I love to do on the weekends taco salad, but I don't have that fried shell like you do at most of the restaurants. I get some black bean chips, organic ones, and crumble a few on top. That's all I do for something that would, you know, be like a Southwestern salad. But everything else is just great. I use organic ground beef that's from grass-fed. And avocado and organic tomatoes, everything's organic, and the lettuce and the onions. And I make my own dressing with organic salsa and vigenaise. And it's just so yummy, and lots of cilantro. Everybody who has my salads loves them. Hmm. Often put in.
I'm
black
hungry.
Okay,
that sounds wonderful.
To my house for dinner.
I would love that. So, Sherry, if you don't want to talk about this, you say the works. I really want to honor your story, but there is a point in your story where you were hitting your stride. You were getting your life back, and something tragic happened. As much as you're able, you just say the word. I want to respect that.
I love telling this story. Mm. Oh no, I've gone way beyond any emotion now, except that I'm just joyful that I survived.
Yeah.
But here's what happened. So I had gone back to Southern California, and I was heading for going back to school. I had gone through all of this wonderful change in my health, and I had a goal now. I wanted to become a nutritionist. Thinking of that scripture, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. I was hearing some of his plans in my heart. And so that was my goal, to eventually get a master's degree in whole foods nutrition. And I had been a humanities major, so I had a lot of work to do in the sciences. So anyway, I was house-sitting for some friends of our family and working at a restaurant in the summer and getting ready for the fall school year, and burglars broke in the middle of the night. It was the 4th of July, and I had been at friends until kind of late. I got into bed about midnight after our 4th of July party and viewing the fireworks, and I was awakened around 3 in the morning, and I felt a cold, really cold breeze and wondered where that was coming from. It was Southern California, but near the ocean, so it's always cool there at night, no matter how hot the summer days. And so I was pulling up covers and just about to, rolling over, going back to sleep, and I noticed that the door to the patio was open. And I thought, how in the world did that get open? Because I knew I'd locked it. And I was just ready to get up and go close it and lock it when I saw this teenage boy crouched in the corner, shirtless teenage boy. And I went into denial, thinking, this can't be happening. There's not really a person here. And before I could get any further in thought, he had jumped off the floor and was really on top of the bed, pounding my head with a pipe that he'd had tucked in his shorts. And he beat my head over and over and over again with his pipe. And I put my hand up in part of the time to protect my head. Finally, the pipe flew out of his hands, and he decided to choke me. By this time, we both rolled off the bed in the ensuing fight, and the pipe flew away across the room, and which the detectives found, so that's how we know what it was. And so he choked me to the point where my spirit left my body. I felt it going. I knew the signs of death. I'd read about that, and I knew I was going, and I just said, Father, receive me into your hands. The words of Jesus, I commend my spirit unto you. And at that point, I felt my spirit pop out. It is truly that sensation. Many people with near-death experiences have written about that or talked about it. Felt my soul pop out of my body, and suddenly it felt like I was traveling at the speed of light. I mean, just very, very fast. And in what seemed like a velvety black tunnel, I felt peace. I didn't feel afraid. And then the next thing I knew, I'm outside and hanging on the fence at the end of what I called the dog run. It was just a long sidewalk that went on along the side of the house, and screaming for help. And I would pass out and come to and scream again. And it was about the third time I did that, I thought, I think this is going to be my last scream. And a neighbor heard me and sent her husband to get me into their house, and I was on the way to the hospital. And I discovered that my hand, my right hand, my writing hand, had experienced a severe injury. My ring finger was almost torn from my hand. It hung by a little small piece of skin, thanks be to God, because they were able to sew it back on and keep it. Had it been left behind, I would not have had my finger, and I probably would not be a writer today. I had extensive damage internally. It just so happened that the top hand surgeon of Orange County was there at the hospital at 6:30 that morning, and I see that as no accident, being a Christian. But he sewed my hand back together and said, I did the best I could do, but you'll never use that hand again. Your two right knuckles were reduced to bone fragments and powder. Oh. I put in three pins to hold your hand together, but you will never have a normal hand, and you will never use it again. So I said to the Lord that, well, this was now finally several months after the attack when I'd gone back to him. I hadn't lost hope in the beginning, but when I'd gone back to him several months later, he said, I can't even go in and put in plastic knuckles because your hand is in such bad shape. And it truly was. It didn't look like a hand. It looked like a blob, really. It was swollen, and it didn't look like a hand at all. And that was the evening that I really cried out to God. I said, I thought, you know, that I was supposed to be a writer, that you'd put this in my heart to write books. And I'd had a dream where I'd written so many books, I'd forgotten what the first one was. And but I this looks hopeless. And I said, you know, if you would just talk to me. It says hope deferred makes the heart sick, and I feel really heart sick right now, and I don't know what my future holds or where I stand, but if you would just let me know. If I'm going to be handicapped, I accept it. If I'm to be healed, I would love to know that, but if you just tell me what your plans are for me. Again, I was going to Jeremiah 29:11.
Sherry,
I would be so graceful.
Oh, my goodness. I hate to pause here. This is our heartbreak. But when we come back, I want to hear how the Lord spoke to you. And so very sorry you had to walk through that. But wait, friends, till you hear how God just redeemed her life from the pit. Talking to the Juice Lady, Sherry Kalbaum. That story is in her book, The Guide to Fasting, as are recipes and all these different fasts that you can do. I'm totally motivated. Email if you want in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to the Juice Lady, otherwise known as Sherry Kalbaum, and she wrote the book Guide to Fasting, Cleanse and Revitalize Your Body the Healthy Way. And I know lots of friends hop in the car like right now, so you've not heard Sherry's backstory, so just give you a quick synopsis. But Sherry, in her early 20s, dealt hugely with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and her mom died when Sherry was 6 years old, and she wondered if she would die an early death. In fact, she had to quit working in her early 30s because of her health issues. She decided to do some kind of research on nutrition. She did a 5-day fast, and believe it or not, after this 5-day vegetable juice fast, expelled a tumor. And then from there, started to eat very healthy. After about 3 months, she woke up one day and felt strong and bright and new, and she'd hit her stride. And then, Sherry, you're house sitting, and it's a July 4th night, and a burglar breaks in and beats you with a bar, many blows to the head, and you're blocking the blows. He mangles your hand with that bar. And so even you've got a specialist, hand specialist, who's said your knuckles were turned to powder. You would never use that hand again. So here you are dealing with trauma. I mean, I can't even imagine the physical and the emotional, even the spiritual trauma. So there's a point now before the break, you were saying you're crying out to God going, I thought I was supposed to be a writer. I thought that was a call of God in my life. And I'm right-handed. I can't even, my hand doesn't work. Take it from there if you would.
Yes, yeah, so I'm very excited to tell you. The next morning at 5 a.m., I woke up to the beautiful voice of an angel. I could not see the angel, but the voice is the sweetest voice I say I've ever heard, saying, Sherry, look at your hand. And I'd taken off the removable cast, looked like something, that cast looked like it was right out of Star Wars. It was the weirdest cast, and with molded parts of my little ring finger hung from the one that had been almost torn off my hand. And so the cast is off, and I'm moving my hand as though nothing had happened. And before, I had not even been able to move my fingers a quarter of an inch. The pain was so severe. And then the angel told me, your hand will go back to the state it was, but you are going to get better and better and better each day until there will come a day when you will have a completely normal, completely functional hand. And that is true today.
Wow.
I have nothing wrong with my hand, and you can barely even see a little scar that is between my ring finger and my middle finger. God was faithful, so faithful to his word. And when I went back, finally, after months of this healing process to the hand surgeon, he said, I don't believe in miracles, but you are the closest thing I've ever seen to one. So I think that was the best I would ever get out of him for the fact that this is truly a miracle. And I have now written, I just finished book number 34. And God is so faithful to everything he had told me, everything he had promised me came true. And that's the hope and the word that I want to give anybody listening today that's in despair. And, you know, you speak about the emotional component and the spiritual component. And the part of my healing that was the most stubborn was the emotional. I was so terrified. I lived in such fear. I no longer felt safe in the world. I could not sleep a wink at night for months. The inner pain was worse than the physical pain. In fact, I don't remember much about the physical pain anymore, except those physical therapy sessions with my hand. But I remember the emotional pain.
Yeah.
That stings the memory of that. But God healed that too, and healed the wounds. They all kind of seem to link up in our souls, you know, the past ones and the current ones, and then they just magnify one another. And I had wounds from the past to my mother dying so young, and my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, that I lived with my grandparents, and he died when I was 9, and it seemed like there was just so much death and loss in my family and so much inner pain, and God worked on that too.
Yeah.
And used it all to unravel it all and heal my soul.
And I love this. You said, the reason I love this is because, I mean, it speaks to, I think, to all of us in the different states that we're in, but you said, wrapped up in my soul was a big package of anguish and pain with all sorts of triggers. To heal physically, mentally, and emotionally after the attack took every ounce of my will, my faith, and my trust in God. And let's transition, since we only you got to come back, Sherry, because we only have 25 minutes now to talk of fasting, so I really do pray you'll come back. But this is just what's true, and I try to say this often on the show, that God wants our partnership, and it does take us to get up off our mat and deal with our I can't, so to speak, so we can engage with God in a healing process. And in some ways, you were so knocked off. I mean, I can't even fathom what you endured, but you had to get back up again. And let's talk about this process coming back as we think about the fast. What in the process, the healing process this time of really just engaging with your emotions, fasting for a breakthrough, and then sticking with your physical health plan, anything in that process surprise you?
Oh, the whole thing surprised me. But I think one thing that is surprising that we don't think about, and I didn't, is that this super diet, superior diet, is very important for mending injuries, for healing bones. I met a very nutritional-minded MD in Southern California who'd had a broken bone that he couldn't heal until he got mega nutrition. And so he gave me some IVs of different vitamins, but it was the daily everything that I was doing, cutting the foods that would be inflammatory. Well, I don't eat any sweets, and I didn't then, but I knew that I couldn't, and because they're very inflammatory, and not going for any foods that would be inflammatory, no fried foods, and avoiding the gluten-rich stuff, the breads and things like that, and pastas and pizza. And So just really eating a strict diet so that I could heal on every level. And a lot of times, too, we do not think about food as healing emotions. I can tell you, having now worked with thousands and thousands of people, it has a major impact, and it was having a major impact on me in helping in that healing process, because when we're so down and in despair, it's easy to fall into depression. But the juices and the fasting, the juice fasting and the wonderful diet really do help us emotionally and spiritually. I had one young woman recently who joined one of my diet programs and said she'd been depressed for 9 months and going to counselors and spiritual advice and all sorts of things. She got on my program, my watercress soup diet, and in 1 week, the depression was all gone.
Wow.
So it's a big part. The nutrition is a big part of our healing process.
Okay, so let's talk, if we would, just talk about the power of fasting and talk about a basic fast that somebody who's listening going, okay, I want to get started. What are some very basic rules around a very basic fast? Let's start there.
Yes, because so many people, and I'm glad you just asked that question, so many people think I can't fast because I can't do a water fast, and there are so many other kinds of fasts. I can't do a water fast either. And in this world that we're living in, it's very toxic. And if you try to do a water fast, all those toxins come pouring out, and you feel just horrible. And, in fact, you can really do harm to your body. Some people have done that with too many toxins coming out and not enough antioxidants from your vegetables or vegetable juices to bind them up. So you can do a vegetable juice fast. You can do a vegetable juice and smoothie fast. You can do green smoothie fast. You can add in bone broth or pureed vegetable soups. So you can do adding in soups and a soup and smoothie and vegetable juice fast. Or you can do an all-vegetable fast, eating vegan foods like the Daniel fast. And then I've had people say, but for my condition, I have to have protein. So I say then everybody can do this fast. Everyone can do the sugar knockout fast. We all can avoid sugar and refined flours and things that turn to sugar easily, like the starches, like potatoes. And so we can all fast from something.
Okay, let's do the sugar knockout fast. If someone is listening today who wants to start there, I don't think people realize how, as you say, inflammatory sugar is, and they may even think, I don't eat cookies, I don't eat cake, but sugar comes in so many different forms, doesn't it?
It's so many places, it's scary. You go to the health food store and think, I can rely on this product because it's here in the health food store. Oh, no. You have to look at and read every label now. Even my favorite organic almond butter brand has sugar in it. So, you know, I have to do the self-ground many times at the health food store. Read labels because you'll be shocked at the places it shows up, like sliced turkey, even sometimes organic sliced turkey, and my favorite black rice crackers, organic crackers. I looked on the label one day because I could tell something was affecting me. It had sugar in there, and now the new buzzword is organic cane sugar, and look, hey, that is sugar. It's just unsprayed, and that's how it all used to be anyway decades ago. They didn't spray it, so it's sugar, and this organic cane sugar bit is, it's not some wonderful thing. It's sugar, so we have to be really cognizant that it's slipped in so many places, and the reason I believe they're doing that is because so many people are used to such a sweet taste that they've eaten so much sugar in their cereals and then eating desserts too, and then in breads, the breads are sweeter and sweeter, and sugar is in almost every bread there is, and everywhere you turn there's sugar in something. And the yogurt, goodness, you can hardly get a flavored yogurt that doesn't have a big bundle of sugar in it.
Okay, so give us some advice then on what to do if someone's going to enter it, like I'm going to start cutting out some of the sugars in the breads. Give us what a good diet would look like for even for a week. If someone said, for a week, I'm just going to try this, I'm going to get rid of the sugar and do a cleanse with healthy foods, what would that look like?
Oh, I hope you'll do this. So maybe if you don't have a juicer but you have a blender, maybe you'd like to do a green smoothie for breakfast. And you could have a great healthy lunch, either a soup or a soup and salad. You can do a lettuce wrap where you put your favorite filling, like maybe chicken salad, wrapped in a green leaf lettuce leaf. They're stir fries, and they're steamed vegetables and grilled chicken. There's broiled salmon on Caesar salad. So there's all sorts of choices that we can make where we avoid the breads and the pasta and the pizza dough, because all of that's got sugar in it, and it turns to sugar. Refined flours, and most flours, any flour product, is going to turn to sugar easily. So if you cut out just that, the breads, the rolls, the chips, the crackers, the tortillas, the pizza, the buns, like the hamburgers, cut out all of that stuff. You're cutting out a lot of sugar, cutting out your potatoes because they're starch and they turn to sugar quickly. You've got a great array of foods, and, of course, eating no desserts, no sweets of any kind. But you've got plenty you can eat from, like I just mentioned, baked chicken and steamed vegetables. You can have a main course salad. You can have a stir fry. Don't add any sugar to it, but a stir fry with some kind of wonderful organic meat protein in there. We can have eggs for breakfast. I found these little salmon patties. Sometimes that's a treat for me. I get the frozen ones at Trader Joe's, a little salmon patty with an egg for breakfast. So there are many, many choices that we can have. We can have vegan patties. There are all sorts of wonderful organic vegan patties that you can have. There's Vigenaise that doesn't have sugar in it, and on the, of great, wonderful, healthy foods, and that is your sugar knockout fast.
Wow. Before we take our break here, our final break, what's in a green smoothie? What's in your favorite green smoothie? I know you mentioned cucumber and lemon. What else?
Yeah, so I made a juice base of that. A lot of people like to put in berries. The sugar kind of gets to me, but I did a berry watercress smoothie and had 1 to 2 cups of frozen organic berries and a cup of watercress and half an avocado and some cucumber in there, maybe a squeeze of lemon and a little bit of ginger is great in there too, and that gives you a really delicious green smoothie.
All right, so when we come back, I'm going to have you talk us through another fast, maybe the Daniel fast, but talk about the emotional, physical, spiritual implications, because I know oftentimes people get day 3, day 4, and they want to quit because it's bringing toxins to the surface, and they're thinking, I felt better before I started this. So I want you to explain the dynamic of what's happening inside the body and why it's good maybe to persevere, and how often should we do fast? So we'll ask those questions and more, talking to Sherry Kalbaum. She's known as the Juice Lady. Her book, Guide to Fasting, Cleanse and Revitalize Your Body the Healthy Way. Email if you want in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to the Juice Lady. Her book is titled Guide to Fasting, Cleanse and Revitalize Your Body the Healthy Way. Just got a little bit of time left, Sherry. Wonder if you'd talk about a particular fast. Let's say the Daniel fast. What's happening on the inside of a person's body when they're engaging in a fast like this? And how do they persevere through the hard times? Because oftentimes people want to turn back because they think, I felt better before I started this, and it's bringing so much to the surface for me. So speak to that one if you would.
Yes, that is the cleansing reaction, and it's important because we're getting rid of the stuff that would make us much sicker down the road. And I always say to people, if they tell me I'm not feeling so great, you know, more tired or kind of fluish or a little headachy, I'm always saying, thankfully, it's coming out now rather than later as something serious like cancer. So the cleansing reactions when we're doing like a Daniel fast or a juice fast or a green smoothie fast, it's got all these antioxidants, and your body says, here they come, all the good guys that bind up toxins, I can let go of these. They start coming out of our fat cells and different places where they've been stored up in the body to keep our precious organs safe. And then we don't feel so swift for a little while. But it passes. If we drink more water, if we flush our system, and we do all the, you know, maybe some herbal teas, do all the really good things, we're going to get them out of there much faster. And then we're going to feel really great, really, really good down the road. So I always say, don't worry. In fact, rejoice. You're getting rid of the bad stuff, and it's a good sign. So you mentioned the Daniel fast, and what is that? And basically, it's a vegan diet. So we're omitting the meats, dairy, any animal product for the time of that fast, and we're doing our beans and lentils and green peas, split peas as protein and ancient grains. So we don't do the typical grains with that diet of the wheat that's so hybrid and changed from what it originally was. So we do the ancient grains like quinoa and kamut and wild rice and brown rice and amaranth and, you know, I have a whole list in my book of all the different wild and ancient grains. And we eat lots of vegetables and we get our proteins, as I said, from the legumes. And that is a great diet to give your body a rest and a chance to cleanse. And people in the end are always glad they did a fast. But so many people have said to me, once they change their diet, the big wow, I have more energy and my fuzzy, foggy brain has lifted and my prayer life has changed and I'm able to hear God better and read scripture and comprehend what I'm reading. And I'm feeling like my relationship with God has changed. My understanding of scripture has changed. And people are just amazed at what the fast can do for them spiritually.
Mm. Sherry, on the flip side, what happens when someone gets foggy brain, when they're eating things and they're maybe not even sure what they are, but they just feel that foggy brain? What is that dynamic at work?
So we've got toxins in the brain like we have them anywhere else in the body. And in fact, that's what they've shown with Alzheimer's, dementia, any kind of aging brain problems. One doctor termed it brown sludge. Sounds really horrible to me. Mm. And all of this stuff begins to collect in our brains and fog us in. And one of the things that seems to really impact the brain and fog people in is sweets, sugar. So many people have gotten on just the sugar knockout program. That's my other book, just before the fasting book, and said that brain fog lifted like quickly. Within a couple of days, it was gone. So sugar is very impactful for the brain. It's very inflammatory. It's very toxic, and it's very addictive. And so when we start getting that out of our diet, it's amazing what happens. And then with all the vegetables and the good fats, the brain foods, the things like avocado and fish oil and all our dark green vegetables that really feed the brain, then we notice that it really starts working well. And memory and cognition start picking up and clarity comes. And creativity, so many people say how much more creative they became when they got on this type of program. It's all so worth it, I say. You know, really, you think you're missing a treat. You're missing that dessert. Or you've gone to a party and think, wow, everybody else was eating that chocolate cake but me, and I just feel so deprived. Hey, listen, you are not deprived. And I do apologize for my phone taking off here.
I have that same ring. I'm so sorry.
I forgot to turn it off.
That's all right.
I was so sorry about that.
Yeah.
But
people feeling deprived.
People are just shocked at how they feel.
Yeah, and you were saying that you feel so. Some feel so deprived if they see someone eating a chocolate cake, and yet in the long run, what it does, you know, I always say nothing tastes as good as feeling good feels. Once you felt bad and then you feel good again, it's like feeling good just feels so good, you know?
Oh, I know. Mm. And I had one of my clients say that to me, that she said somebody bent over and offered her some wine, and she knew that was really bad for her, and offered her something else. I think it was a sweet. And she said, because nothing on the face of the earth feels as good as or taste as good as feeling good.
Hmm. Well, we just got a couple minutes before it's time to pray here, Sherry, but you also mentioned fasting from emotional toxins and even rogue thoughts, so to speak. And I would love for you to say a word about that, because you talk about it in the book. And this, again, is engagement, intentional engagement on our part, saying, not going there in my thoughts, and I'm going to deal with some of these rogue emotions.
Yes, and we can choose to fast from those. And so often thoughts come into our head and we think they're ours and we have to hold on to them, and we don't. Mm. And we don't have to claim them as ours. And that's when your life really begins to change, when you say, I'm going to refuse that, and I'm replacing that negative thought with a positive one, and I'm going to turn from this. And your life really does change. And sometimes it's a battle with the mind and a battle with the emotions, but you can do it. We all have the power within us. And greater is He, Scripture says, within us than he that's in the world. And we have the Holy Spirit, we have the Father, we have Jesus. And what a power team.
Amen.
When we do our work, when we do our part with the power team, I call it.
So, you know, you're looking at this fasting, and you've done this. You've done your homework, and you're an expert in nutrition as far as what this does for us internally. Scripture does talk about, you know, the power of fasting. So I would imagine you, as a Christ follower, you're engaging on all these levels, emotionally, physically, spiritually. So when you're doing a fast, you're asking, Lord, break the strongholds, break the chains. And I'm trying to imagine you walking through such a horrid trauma of being attacked and beaten so horribly. We just got about a minute before it's time to pray, but I'd love to just have you say a word about how that impacted your freedom. I mean, just engaging with God on that deep of a level.
Oh, it was life-changing to engage with God, and on the deepest level of all, to know that when He spoke a word to me, He is a God that He would not lie, Scripture says. Mm. And if He says a word to me, it is true, even as bleak as things look and impossible that that word would ever come true. And I know that I know that I know today He will never fail. He never failed me, and He won't fail you that are listening. But there are the times between the realization of what you've prayed for and believed for and the place you're in right now, and the days that you walk through that to your realization of your answer looks pretty bleak and dismal at times. Never give up.
Never give up. Sherry, as we wrap up, I'm wondering if you pray for that person listening today who's dealing with major chronic health issues and has maybe given up hope that there would be a change, and now suddenly realizes maybe God's inviting them up off their mat and He's got some work that He wants them to do together with Him. Would you pray for that person?
Oh, Abba, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and I do pray for each person listening that has lost hope or is in despair or is sick and looking for an answer. You have the answer, and I just pray that each one will believe, that you will believe right now that you can be healed. And Jesus asked the man, do you want to be healed? And that is the question today. Do you want to be healed? Are you willing to do your part? Thank you, Lord, for giving each person listening the willpower, the desire, and the strength to follow through and partner with you. Thank you for your healing. We love you so much for what you've done for us. Amen.
Amen. Sherry, thank you for sharing your story today and even your insight and your wisdom. We sure appreciate the conversation.
Oh, it was such a pleasure. Thank you, Susie.
God bless you. Talking to Sherry Kalbaum today. Title of her book is Guide to Fasting. You might also want to check out The Sugar Knockout, but we've got 4 copies of Guide to Fasting. Email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your mailing address. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson, and in a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.